Welcome back, listeners. I am so happy to have you here with me today. If you're new, welcome to the Psyche Behind the Physique. I'm your host, Maddie Michelson, IFBB Bikini Pro and founder of the Empowered Coaching Collective. I have had such a great time recording these short episodes for you where we talk about all things health, holistic wellness, contest prep, and ultimately, becoming the healthiest, most self-loving versions of ourselves that we can be. As I reflected this week and prepared to draft some notes for this specific topic, I began thinking a lot about this time of year in relation to that last notion, becoming the most self-loving versions of ourselves that we can be, and how many of us really abuse this time of year, you know, the time of cheer, to really torment ourselves. I began thinking about how many holiday seasons I've partook in which I took a very unloving approach towards myself. I was restricted. I allowed angst to build up within myself. I agonized over parties and the quote-unquote aftermath. And in many ways, I found myself sabotaging every intent that I had to just have a good holiday, not restrict, not binge, and just be quote-unquote normal. Because I put so much emphasis on this season and wound up cultivating distrust in myself to know how to navigate it. Hence, I'd sell myself far short of success, far before the holiday or the party had even happened. So today, we're going to put those anxieties to bed. Today, you're going to leave this episode feeling like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders. And today, you're going to trust that you know how to enjoy a holiday like a normal person. In 12 weeks, your weight wouldn't have changed. Your pants are still going to fit. And your heart is going to have grown 2 to 3 sizes, just like Mr. Grinch's, because you had such a present, fun time enjoying the holiday season with your family and loved ones. So, today, if you're taking notes, this is an episode you're going to really want to pay close attention to so you can follow this step-by-step action plan that is going to literally spoon-feed you all the tools that you need to be equipped with to feel your best and to avoid getting in your head this holiday season. Ready? Off to the races we go. Step one, a shift towards gratitude. I'll never forget the day. And yes, it was a day where I literally was like, Maddie, oh my goodness, girl, this is high key out of hand. My anxiety to find time for the gym and to make sure that there was food at the events that I quote, I could eat, literally prevented me from even getting excited for events. Half of the time, I would just bail simply because it was too stressful. So I welcomed the shift. I took this moment of realization that I had that aha moment, if you will. And I did something about it. And I chose to step into gratitude for what this anxiety was revealing to me. It was revealing that my relationship to food and fitness and the importance that I allowed it to take over in my life over other things that were more pressing, such as quality time with family, was a bit out of balance. And while confronting that was really, really painful for me, the pain of agonizing over the fact that I couldn't be rigid through the holidays, there was, and I could do nothing about that, was far worse. Far, far worse than confronting this out of balance behavior that I had. So if you're here and you're like, crap, 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 Maddie, this is me, and I really feel this anxiety, this step here, it's priming you for receiving this message by getting your head planted right over your feet. Mind meet body, body meet mind. Remember how I always tell you to be kind to your one and only body? This would be a great time to begin practicing that kindness and getting grateful for the reminder that this anxiety that you have is providing you right now. It's providing you with the reminder that your relationship with food needs some TLC. If you're flipping out over the next 3 months and maybe the 10 to 12 parties that you have to attend over the duration of 90 days, something tells me that the real issue is probably not the parties themselves and your stellar or maybe not so stellar behavior. It's more about your mindset and your behavior over the other 355 to 353 days out of the year and the extremes that you live in. So, on to bigger and better things, right? Now that you're primed and you're ready for shifting, this is step two. Get your pens and pencils out. Step two is shift now. Piggybacking right onto that previous statement. For me personally, when I began exploring my anxiety around the holidays, I began realizing how out of balance my day-to-day life was. Sure, the holidays came with a bit less control, but what I was concerned about was my inability to measure every single food out to the gram. I was concerned about having too many fats in holiday dishes. I was concerned about my family judging me for going outside for three walks each day. I was concerned about not being able to train every day. And what this revealed to me was that my every day was far too extreme. I shouldn't be taking three walks every day. I shouldn't be training every day. Maybe my fats, they were too low to begin with. So the likelihood of me going over them, pretty likely. The only reason I felt so much anxiety was because I was getting ready to be forced into a very different extreme, and I didn't like the way that that extreme felt. The irony is, the only reason that there was any sort of extreme was because of my day-to-day, and that being the extreme part, not the holidays in and of themselves. Maybe you're like, yeah, Maddie, maybe, but I don't know if that's me per se. There's only one way to find out. Explore where your anxiety is coming from. And if it's coming from fear that you're not going to be able to quote unquote stay on top of your routine, explore your routine and begin to make changes there. Maybe the holiday isn't the extreme, but the routine that you've established is. Step three, are you ready? Step three is a question. What if you actually said yes? Follow me on this one. But I remember there were a few foods each holiday that I knew every single year were going to be at our family's party. And for weeks, I would think about them. Literally, you guys, weeks. I would be strategizing how I was going to only have one or two and how I was going to stay away from them entirely, or maybe how I would trick myself into believing this was big, that I didn't really want or need them. All of this fixation, girl, not worth it. What if you told yourself that you could have as many of those mini quiches that you wanted? In fact, if you didn't touch the greens, a dinner roll, or the ham, it didn't even matter. And you may listen to that piece of advice and think, but Maddie, what about fiber and protein and building a balanced plate? And to that, I say, if you're currently working with me as a client, or you have for the past few weeks, months, or years, you know that I am not really concerned with you meeting your protein intake on one singular day. The holidays, yes, all 8 to 10 of your gatherings that comprise approximately 2.7% of your entire calendar year are probably more about you playing, having fun, and being in the company of loved ones. So if you need a macro to hit, we're creating a very special one for the holiday, and it's called nostalgia. And the higher you get it, the more brownie points you get. I've tried this on myself. In fact, I've done this personally now for a few years. You want to know what I found? Good, because I'm going to tell you anyways. I am far less likely to overeat because I genuinely get to have what I want and only what I want. I've essentially removed the obligation that I put on myself to follow all of these crazy rules, right? Like you need two helpings of ham, and then you got to have your turkey, and then you have to have your water and your six servings of greens, and then you can have that. Like, just have it. My food focus around the holidays, none. Zippo. And for the most part, I'm actually able to stop at one or two of the specific foods that I want. For me, this is mini quiches. That's why I referred to that, because I have detached from the high value that I once had attached to these foods merely because I told myself I couldn't have them, or I had to be very, very mindful of how many of them that I allowed myself to have. I'm also genuinely happier. I'm happier going through the holidays, and a lot of this has to do with me knowing that I can have a craving or know that my mom is making something for us that I only get to have one day or for as long as the leftovers last out of the year, and that I will get to indulge, I'll get to play, I'll get to savor, and I'll get to enjoy this food. Then I'll get to miss it again until next year. And when you have this outlook on the holidays and you approach your outings from a place of self-permission, self-trust, confidence, it shows and it makes a complete difference. Not only how you show up in this season, but how you show up in this world. Confidence, it's hot. All right. If you don't believe me, let me share with you a story that many of you will probably be able to relate to in some way, shape, or form regarding show day. On show day, we pretty much eat rice, honey, salt, maybe some coconut oil if you're me, but for the most part, that's it. You get as much rice, honey, and salt as your heart desires for the most part. And by the time that show's all said and done, you know what I'm craving? I'm craving veggies and I'm craving meat. No joke. When you get in tune with your body and you actually start giving it what it wants, the cravings subside. It will chill and it'll come back around in an hour or so and remind you that it also wants variety. You're not going to overdo it on those 2 to 3 things that you've decided you're going to allow yourself to have. You can trust your body to guide this decision making, and what you'll find is that it's going to do a pretty good job with letting you know that it also likes balance. Meaning it's still going to tell you it wants the protein in the veggies. Shift 4, redefine nourishment. Something that we discuss a lot on our team is the term nourishment. One question that I ask every applicant that I have the pleasure of meeting with on our team is, tell me about your nourishment practices. And there's a very pointed reason as to why I ask that question in that way. As defined by a dictionary, nourishment means the food or other substances necessary for growth, health, and good condition. It's a really interesting thing when we boil down that word and what it means, and we focus on the things that are to be evaluated when we're determining the relative, quote unquote, nourishment that a food provides. Does it provide or give way for growth, health, and good condition? One might argue that good condition is not merely physical. Quite frankly, neither is health and neither is growth. All three of these have intricate layers, and one that we often forget is the mental aspect of health. Quote unquote, good condition and growth. I would argue that we are healthy when we're also feeding that nostalgic inner child. I'd argue that we're in good condition when we get to play and we get to have a little bit of naive fun. I'd argue that we've grown when we can trust ourselves in doing so. So as you navigate and step into this season, I want you to do so through the lens of nourishing yourself. What this does permit is for you to not just eat what you want, but also how you want. When we put a moral value on foods, being they're either quote unquote good or quote unquote bad, what's meant to nourish us in a very important way, as we've discussed, becomes associated with guilt. Demystifying holiday foods and permitting yourself to eat whatever you want actually helps you to achieve better control over your food choices. What I've found is I've approached the holidays from this notion of quote unquote eating for nourishment is that I choose portions that genuinely make me feel my best inside and out. And what I love about eating from this perspective is that I will find that there's leftovers on my plate. Sometimes it's the chocolate dessert that was simply just too rich. Maybe it's a bite of the casserole left that I was curious to taste but didn't really care for. Maybe the divot where I plop my sweet potato casserole, maybe that divot is licked clean. Actually, not. Maybe that's 100% certain. And maybe I go back for more ham just because honey baked ham is like truly holy. But my point is, I never leave wishing I had more. I never leave regretting not trying something or trying it. I never leave worried about the scale the next day or how I'm going to have to wear my stretchy pants on Christmas Day after Christmas Eve. And 9 times out of 10, I've honestly forgotten the meal entirely by the time that I arrive back at my place because I've approached every outing this way. And what I can remember is the cup-filling moments I've shared, tears shed from laughing so hard, and truly the memories made. And to close us out today, shift number 5. Seek out success. As we wrap up this journey through reframing your holiday mindset, I want to leave you with one final thought. Success during the season is not defined by your ability to stick to a rigid plan or maintain control over every bite. Instead, success is truly about the quality of the moments that you create and the memories you take with you. What if success wasn't about staying quote unquote perfect, but instead about staying present? Imagine looking back on the holidays and remembering the joy on your loved ones' faces, the laughter that echoed through the room, or the quiet moments of reflection and gratitude. Success is honestly how deeply you connect with the people around you and with yourself. Here's a little exercise to close this out. As you navigate this holiday season, ask yourself, what truly matters to me in this moment? Whether it's saving your grandmother's pie, skipping a second workout to play board games with your family, or saying yes to something new, your choices should reflect what aligns with your values, not what feeds into guilt or perfectionism. When we redefine success in this way, we'll stop striving for external validation and start focusing on what nourishes our soul. It's not about being perfect, you guys. It's about being fully active and fully alive. So as you step into this holiday season, remember, success is in the memories you create, the love you give, and the freedom that you allow yourself to enjoy. Trust your instincts, lead with kindness towards yourself, and let this holiday season truly be your best one yet. Thank you so much for tuning in today, my friends. I hope that this episode brought you a sense of calm, clarity, and empowerment as we approach the holiday season. Remember, you deserve to enjoy this time of year without the stress and the self-doubt that can oftentimes creep in. You've got all the tools you need to navigate it with grace, confidence, and joy. If this episode resonated with you, please take a moment to share it with a friend or a loved one who might need this message too. And don't forget to subscribe to the Psyche Behind the Physique so you never miss an episode. If you're loving the content, it would mean the world to me if you left a quick rating or review. It truly helps our podcast to grow and reach more amazing listeners just like you. Lastly, if you're ready to take your health and your mindset to the next level, join us in the Empowered Coaching Collective. Whether you're working towards fitness goals, healing from within, or just looking for a community that gets it, we are here to support you every step of the way. You can learn through us through the link in our show notes. Until next time, stay kind to yourself, savor the moments, and go shine your light in the world. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.